Lord, we thank you for your presence here among us. We pray, Lord God, that you be exalted in all that we do and say today, Lord God. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. We have some other guests who just came in. Daniel, do you want to welcome your parents? Oh, how lovely to see you. By the way, we're delighted to have him here as well. Okay, so we're going to have a really good time for worship today. And then we're going to have a talk from Claire, which I'm really looking forward to. And I think we will have some time later on in the meeting for some sharings. And I think if something comes to you during the meeting that you would like to share, then just come to me during the meeting and we'll see how we can slot that in at the end. I think the Lord would like to encourage us today. So I love this time of the year. I mean, it's cold, right? But it's this feeling of preparing, and it's a nice feeling. It's really wonderful. It's almost Christmas, 2 weeks to go. I just put my last homebrew ready that will be ready on Christmas Day. It's got 2 weeks to go, so I'm looking forward to Christmas Day for many reasons. That's the smallest reason. And we all prepare in different ways. And I was reminded of the different things and the different ways we prepare as a family. And I've prepared over the years. When I was younger, I would prepare as part of a family, as part of the family traditions that had built up over many years with my siblings and my parents. And we built up those family traditions. And then I got married and it all changed. And I had to kind of develop the new thing. And then we had kids and we started building up our own new traditions. And they were not the same as the ones before, but they were wonderful and they are wonderful. And every year it changes and it develops. And through our life, we kind of balance that thing of wanting things to be the same, wanting things to feel like we recognize them, they're the same, and also wanting to progress and develop and move towards something different and build something. And many of us continue to feel like building is what we like to do. So some people say that the only constant in life is change. And of course, change is a gift. But it reminds us, I think, nicely that we're on a journey. So it's not just that we like to build things, that we like change, but it reminds us that we're meant to be going somewhere. It's pointing us to something. And so in kind of this shifting, changing, I was thinking, well, what is the constant that I'm looking to? What am I building towards? Where is my journey? Well, the constant is a singular God. The constant is Christ. He is before all things, and by him all things hold together, as it says in Colossians 1, verse 17. If we read Colossians 3, verses 2 to 4, it says, our lives are hidden in Christ. Our lives are hidden in this unchangeable Christ. So when we see everything else change, we know that Christ does not change. And we're hidden in Christ. He is before all things, and by him all things were made. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, as it says in Hebrews. And when we worship, which we'll do now, we become before that unchangeable one. Set your mind on things that are above, in the unchangeable, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. The unchanging and the hope of where we're going, in those three verses in Colossians. So when we come in worship, that is our focus. Our focus is on the unchangeable one. And when we do corporate worship here in Antioch, we're not being led by songs. We're not being led by people doing beautiful music and us thinking about it. What we're doing is we're actively engaging individually and corporately. under active engagement corporately, assists those of us who are struggling to enter into worship. It helps us. And so as you stand in worship and as you are praying out, you're not only giving glory to God by giving glory to God directly, you're giving glory to God by assisting your brothers and sisters to give glory to God. And that's a wonderful benefit of us coming together. It's why Zoom is really hard, as we experienced in our members' meeting. But it's why corporate worship is fantastic. So pray out. Don't worry about the discipline of the meeting. There will be discipline. I'll happily say what we're going to do next. But if you want to pray out, then just pray out. If you can't be heard, then just come to the microphone. The microphone will be on and pray out. We'll be on and pray out. So in worship now, we will set our minds on things that are above, on the unchangeable things, on the unchangeable one, on Christ who is our life, who's already appeared as a human, on Christ who is our life, who is now, who is with us now and forever, and who will be revealed at the end of time. So let's stand and let's fix our eyes on the unchangeable one.